service.
John Lennon was a musical genius and one of the most beloved cultural figures of the 20th century. His songs inspired dreamers to imagine. His search for the truth gave power to the people. But some thought he dreamed too much. Others thought he was too powerful. So he was followed, he was threatened, he was declared a danger to the United States. And in 1980, he was assassinated. Blood on the Tracks returns with Season 2, The John Lennon Story, premiering Thursday, August 19th. Blood on the Tracks is part true crime, part historical fiction, part spoken word lo-fi beat noir, brought to you by me, Jake Brennan, host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Season 1 of Blood on the Tracks, the Phil Spector story, followed the pop chart rise and murderous fall of the most notorious record producer of all time, Phil Spector, through the eyes of the people closest to him. Season 2 of Blood on the Tracks, the John Lennon story, will focus on the former Beatles' final decade in America, told by the fictionalized voices of David Bowie, Harry Nilsson, Richard Nixon, Phil Spector, Yoko Ono, Mark David Chapman, and more. It is a tale full of paranoia, police raids, kidnappings, wiretaps, lost weekends, extortion, and murder.
This evening, John Lennon arrived at the emergency room at Roosevelt Hospital. You were unable to restore the life of Mr. Lennon.
This is Special Agent Jim Steele with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Case subject is Lennon John Winston Ono. This information pertains to a period ending September 1978. Interview subject is Moon Keith John.
I like to think everything I just told you happened in that very order, because the stories just work well together that way. I could have just told it all in reverse. All I know is that the more John hung around the rest of us, the crazier he became.
Relationships with John could be strange. John no longer wanted me around, I guess. So we made a deal and both got what we wanted. I got 90 grand from a Capitol Records exec in exchange for handing the tapes over. And John got to move on without me.
We simply weren't prepared for what was coming, and when it hit, it seemed to come out of nowhere.
Just like John Lennon, this podcast sounds like nothing you've ever heard before. Because you can't push the needle into the red without leaving a little blood on the tracks. Listen to Blood on the Tracks starting on August 19th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.